Beltrami County Master Gardener Becky Livermore has gotten out her sewing machine and she's sewing up some masks for her family, but she's taking time to give us some of her expert advice about things we might do early in the garden season. Good morning, Becky. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Beautiful day.
It is.
I'm not so sure about that forecast, but right now it's lovely.
It is, yes. And it's going to be windy for a little bit, but yeah. Spring is coming. You know,
oh, it is.
I admire all the people who can sew and those who are just learning and all the people who are making cloth masks. And I have to ask you, how is your mask making going?
I am quite rusty, actually. I'm glad this is not a race because I certainly wouldn't be at the top. It's been a long time since I've been doing any sewing. I used to sew a lot. In fact, everything I wore practically except for blue jeans, it came off my sewing machine. But then I put it away and use it mostly for repair work, for shortening things. Brian and I both need everything shortened. We don't have legs. And so I use it for those purposes. But when this whole movement started, I thought, you know, this is something that I can do. And so I do it in between other chores. And so this is part of the reason that I don't get it, make very many during any particular day, because I'm talking on the phone, doing laundry, cooking, letting dogs in and out, you know, all these other things that are important. Oh, and watering my seedlings, which I need to do here soon. Well, but anyway, yes, there are a lot of things to do right now. I'm not one of those people who says, gee, what am I going to do today? I don't have anything to do.
Right. Well, you know, Becky, yesterday I read a study in MinnPost that said gardening is becoming very popular this year because people are sheltering at home. And it's also been linked to improved body image and enhanced well-being. So getting out in the garden should be perfect for people who are physically distancing or quarantining at home. But, you know, it's a little early to actually get in the garden and dig, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's never too early to plan. Now, we can't plant, but we certainly can plan, and that is an important part of gardening, is just thinking ahead. And in fact, that's one of the beauties, I think, of it in terms of psychologically what it can do for a person. I like to start seeds indoors, and I started some last week, and, you know, it really isn't too late. If there are folks out there now who want to start tomatoes, broccoli, peppers, get them in some dirt right now and put them under some lights. I do not do fancy. I do just some shop lights and experiment a little bit with it. It's fun. It's great for kids. They love to see things germinate. But I think what it does to our psyche is we look at these plants emerging and we think, my goodness, in August, I'm going to be actually picking some of these tomatoes to eat. And I'm going to be, and it's an incredible feeling because you look at this itsy bitsy seed and how it springs out of the ground and it needs moisture, but, you know, up it comes. And it's really quite a miraculous thing, I think. And it makes you feel so good.
Yeah, well, what do we do? Are there some pitfalls to starting seeds that we should be aware of? And just, you know, if we're just trying to grow a few things.
Yes, I will tell you the two that come to my mind right off the bat. Starting seeds indoors can be a little tricky because when you start them. And by and large, when most of us who garden like to do tomatoes, peppers, these plants need to be started approximately 8 weeks before you set them out. Well, so you think, well, when am I going to set them out? That's the thing you have to keep in mind before you start your seeds. When do I usually plan to put them out in the garden? And around here, in this part of the country, unless you have some sort of a hoop house or something to protect your garden, most of us wait until the first part of June because that's when the weather usually has settled down. We don't have to worry too much about frosts after the first week in June. And so that's when we usually, that's what we aim for. And so keeping that in mind, then backtrack your 8 weeks. So the, let's say I decide to this year, and of course every year is different, as we all know. This is what keeps us guessing around here. But you start, let's just say that, well, I'm going to set my plants out that first week in June. I'm going to aim for the 5th of June. Okay, so then you start backing up your 8 weeks, and that brings you somewhere to the first part of, middle part of April. That's now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to keep in mind. And the other thing is that not everything needs those 8 weeks. Now, tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, broccoli, they need 8 weeks. Marigolds, if you want to start some. But there are some things that I like to start that need only 4 weeks, and that would be things like cucumbers, winter squash, if I like to get it, have it germinate indoors, give it a little extra boost, you know. Those only need about 4 weeks to get going. You don't want a big plant there. You want a small plant. So that's what, those are a couple critical things. Another critical thing, too, I should say, is these plants, when they are growing, cannot go dry. So if you're planning to, well, of course, these days no one's really going anywhere, but I just say if you were planning some trip somewhere, none of us really is doing that right now, but you need to keep an eye on those little seedlings because they can't dry out. If they dry out, they're going to be deader than a doornail, so make sure you watch them.
All right.
You have to water them sometimes 2-3 times a day, but that's part of the fun, I think.
Well, yeah, we're taking care of those little guys and gals.
Very, very tender at this age.
Okay. What else can we be doing nowadays?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I'm going to get ready to do, and maybe even today before that the rain comes, I'm going to go tromping around out in the woods. I grow pole beans. Do you know that, you know, there are a couple kinds of beans in terms of the, how they grow. We have bush beans and we have pole beans. And the pole beans, obviously, as the name tells us, they vine, and they can get very tall. They can get 8 to 10 feet tall. And but why? What's the difference in terms of the bean? Not a whole lot, except pole beans generally produce, once they start, they produce pretty much all summer. Bush beans, on the other hand, kind of produce in flush. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
They'll get a lot of them all at once. Mm-hmm. And that's good, too, depending upon what you want, how you want to take care of them. I grow both bush and pole beans because we love beans, and I freeze them, and we really think they're great. But what do I do? How do I keep these pole beans going? Well, I have to make a teepee out of maybe 5 or 6 small saplings that I find out in the woods. I make sure they're at least 8 feet tall, and I cut them off. And I drag them into the yard, into the garden area, and I take the 6, and I tie them together at the top, you know, like a teepee would be. And that's what my pole beans grow on.
That sounds like a lot of fun, going out, cutting saplings, and making a teepee.
Yep, and that's, again, that's something that your kids would love to help with, I bet. At least there's a purpose behind tromping through the woods, and you know. But you better make sure if they're your woods, that's fine. If they're your neighbor's woods, you better ask first, right? You don't want to get in trouble here. But that's what, another thing I'm going to be doing, maybe doing that, in fact, this morning. And then if you have any plants that are indoors that you generally put outside when the summer comes, you might want to take a look at them, see if they need to be cut back. I kept a couple of geraniums in the house over winter, and they've done very well. They've been blooming all winter long, but they're really pretty gangly looking. So I'm going to shape them up, cut them back a bit, and by June and July, they'll be really pretty again. So that's something else to think about.
Trimming and cutting back some of your house plants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And many of us put our house plants outside on the deck. Don't do that yet. But how do you know? This question for you to know. How do you know when you can work outside in your yard or in your gardens? Is there anything you kind of look for?
Well, the snow has to be gone.
Right? It's almost gone from our yard now, except for the piles where the plow came through, or we had to push snow off the roof. But otherwise, most of it's gone. It was helped with that rain the other night. But
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the snow needs to be gone. That's right. I'll tell you what a friend of mine, who's also a master gardener, Kathy Peck, says that if she can sit on the front yard in her underwear without getting too wet and cold, then it's time to rake.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to quite do that. But we don't want to rake and work in our yards until the lawn itself has pretty much dried out. Because otherwise, if you get in there with that sharp rake, you're going to be lifting some of the sod up. And you don't really want to do that. So just wait a little bit. But what we can do is we can go around our yards once the snow's melted. Oh, goodness, I'm finding all kinds of surprises out there. I found a garden tool that I had forgotten to put away. Oops, shame on me. But go around and pick up your yard. Get the branches off that have fallen during the winter time. And we have two dogs, so you know what I'm going to be busy picking up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, you know, clean your yards up. That way, when it's time to rake, you'll be ready. But as far as gardening, stay out of it right now. You don't want to be in there tromping around because it's too cold, it's too wet. Now, obviously, this is going to be different from one garden to the next, depending upon what kind of soil you have and how much sun you're getting in your garden or in your yard. But we have pretty much sand over here, and this warms up a little slower, but it also drains faster. So every yard is a little bit different. The clue to when you can actually work in that garden dirt is to do what we call the fist test, and where you... And this is kind of fun because, you know, we like getting our hands dirty. So you get down in there and you grab a fistful of that dirt and you give it a good squeeze. And then you gradually open that hand and you see what has happened to the dirt. Now, if that dirt just crumbles and falls essentially out of the palm of your hand, then you're pretty close to maybe being ready to do something in it. But if it sticks together in that clump, then you know it still is too wet for you to work in it. That makes some sense, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
One of the things you mentioned that I thought might be fun is you said it's too early to take the mulch off.
Oh, yes. Be careful about taking the mulch off too soon. You know, it was cool here this morning. It was, 30, 31 degrees here at our place.
Yeah.
And that's a little too early. So leave the mulch on. But if you planted any new spring flowering bulbs like tulips and daffodils and that sort of thing, if you planted them and then mulched them last fall, which we were supposed to do, didn't always do it, but take a peek under that mulch to see if they're starting to come up. Because if they are, then you do need to remove the mulch.
Oh, so if they're coming up, you remove it?
Yes, you need to remove it because otherwise, well, you're going to stunt their growth. They just aren't going to be able to get through all that heavy mulch that you have on top. So keep an eye out for that. But I'll tell you who then you have to keep an eye out for, and that's Mr. Rabbit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're really hungry this time of year. And there's nothing better than a fresh green salad. They'll be right there.
We are talking with Beltrami County Master Gardener Becky Livermore. Becky, there are master gardeners all across northern Minnesota.
Yes.
How do we find help if we need it?
Well, I'm going to give you a phone number. And that phone number is essentially for our area here, but we would help people from across northern Minnesota if need be. This is a number called our helpline or our hotline. And what you do if you have a question, let's say, for example, you're wondering if a certain plant is hardy enough. This is just an example now. But if it's hardy enough for our area, you want to know something about it, or you have another type of question, call this number. And here's how this works. You call the number, you give this, you record your name, your phone number, and a very quick description of what your question or concern may be. And then the master gardeners, someone on the schedule, will give you a call back.
Nice.
That works pretty well. Okay, so the number is 444-7916. And the master gardeners here in Beltrami County operate this helpline or hotline from April through October. And it's a quick and easy way. We check it. If it's our turn on the schedule, we check it several times a day. So hopefully you will get an answer and some help with your question.
And no need to come face-to-face with another person.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Huh. No, no. 444-7916.
Becky, do you have any final words of advice for us this time of year?
One thing I always say when spring comes, and it is a tough request, because we are just raring to go right now. So we want to get out there. We want to get going. We want to get our gardening done. We want to get things started. So my caution is to be a little bit patient. I know that asks a lot. But engage your activity to the weather and how what your site is like. We live here on the bank of the Mississippi, and we're in the middle of a lot of trees. So I'm not going to warm up quite as fast as someone who's sitting out in an area where there aren't so many trees. That's going to warm up a little bit faster. So every place, every site is different. But do be patient. There is still plenty of time to buy seeds. I would caution people against ordering them, because the order catalogs are very slow these days. I placed an order for some different things here about 3-4 weeks ago, and I haven't gotten my seeds yet.
Wow.
Yes, they are behind. They're overloaded. They don't have enough people fulfilling the orders. I would say, if possible, to maybe wait until May. There's still plenty of time to buy seeds locally, and besides that, there'll be some sales, I'll bet. So there's a lot of time yet for these things. So don't get too impatient.
Well, you've given us several things that we can do in the meantime. So, you know, before we actually get out in that dirt.
There's a lot for gardeners to do almost year-round, actually.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Always a joy.